This is St. Louis Public Radio. The enormity of climate change and the threat it poses to our planet can be hard to grasp. But one Washington University professor is trying to start a conversation about climate change through music. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon spoke with composer Christopher Stark about his new string quartet, Seasonal Music.
I grew up in a small town on a lake called Flathead Lake in western Montana. It's just incredibly vast feeling, and you feel just like this tiny, tiny, tiny speck on the planet when you're there. I definitely miss it a lot, and I think about it all the time, and it's really like the strongest source for emotional inspiration for when I'm writing.
So how did you make that leap from composing music that's inspired by nature to also including climate change?
Where it started really for me, I believe in western Montana and parts of the Mountain West are warming at a rate that seems faster to me than the rest of the United States. I mean, I recall the first real seasons of like forest fires and things like that when I was in college, and it was like, okay, this is different now, and it's every year now. And the mountains are completely filled with dead trees from these bark beetles that no longer die in the winter because it's not cold enough. You're facing it every single day there. And so that idea of being away from home and also home sort of being lost, it was just really devastating. It's still devastating to me when I think about it. And that as a composer, I mean, if you're feeling something, it has to show up in your work, or it does for me anyway.
So you have three separate movements in this piece: spring, a combined summer and fall, and winter, kind of like a modern take on Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And I'm wondering, you know, what were you picturing when you composed the spring movement?
Sure. The spring movement, I was sort of thinking of this like springtime energy where there's just like all of this kind of raw material that's just kind of like spewed out by the planet that's going to make all these amazing things.
Towards the middle of the piece, you transition from this kind of frenetic energy of spring to long, drawn-out notes in summer. Talk a little bit about your choice for that.
So for me, the string players do a little bit of a technique where they play two notes at once, but I ask them to play those notes slightly out of tune with one another, so it creates a secondary kind of beating effect. And this, to me, is just feeling of, you know, just like the sun on the back of your neck. But I wanted to sort of just contrast this sense of just totally intense, placid, endless summer sunlight then with this just very, you know, raucous, abrupt quotation from Vivaldi, which is almost like a flash flood or something, or like a storm.
When it comes to climate change, what do you think that art can offer that maybe other disciplines aren't able to?
I think that art can engage the public in a way that other disciplines can't. I think the most obvious example of this is the polar bear on the melting ice. I mean, that image was shared probably way more than any data was shared about what's happening to our planet. So I think it absolutely can affect change in a way that touches people on a personal level, that data and sort of this sort of terrifying nature of what is being presented to us just can't. Our brains somehow can't comprehend it. But I think that art actually can affect that change.
That was WashU composer Christopher Stark speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon.